Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we are in part four of You're Welcome. So come on in.
This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
Welcome back to New Every Day. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for staying with us through Acts chapter 10, and now we're into Acts chapter 11. Mm-hmm. If you've missed the previous episodes, you can go onto our website, neweveryday.tv, and you can find the previous episodes so you can get brought right up to speed with what's happened between Peter and Cornelius in Acts chapter 10 to change the course of the world so that the gospel was open to non-Jewish people.
Yes. Yes. So we're going to just jump right in, reading at chapter 11, Acts. The apostles and the brothers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter came up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them?" Peter began and explained everything to them, precisely as it happened. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds of the air. Then I heard a voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' I replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' The voice spoke from heaven a second time, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.' This happened three times, and then it was pulled back up to heaven again. Right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went along with me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came to them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered that the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So if God gave him the same gift as he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God?" When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, "So then, God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life."
That's a good synopsis that Peter provided to help them understand and bring them up to speed.
Yes.
You know, sometimes in the church, Jen, like if I've heard about an experience of another believer that I personally have not experienced, it's easy for me to be like, that's weird. Like, are you sure that's from God? But then, like, as I can think of a couple of speakers who I totally would have written off as a little too out there, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Now, I've taken the time to listen to them and hear them explain their experiences with God and prayer and praying for people. And my heart is open to it. But it took them explaining it, like Peter just did, for me to truly appreciate and praise God that there's more to this gospel and living in this kingdom than I ever realized.
Yeah, and it was Peter who explained his experience, right? So often, I guess as I was reading it, when God says something to you and you just think, well, why aren't they getting it? Well, no, we have to explain it to people sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like what God has said to us, what God is calling us to. And like when we talk about sharing with others and getting people on board, it takes time. Yeah. Like people need to hear the story. Like they have to work it, because like you said, there was stuff going on in your own heart.
Yeah.
Right. And you had to think about it and think it through and you know, what does the word of God say? And okay, this is your experience. How does it match up with the word of God? Well, actually I can see how it would match up with the word of God. And we can also say, well, God doesn't speak to me like that. So, you know, What makes you think you're so special that you heard this? Especially when this particular rule has been so, like, ingrained into them. Like, what were you doing at uncircumcised people's houses? Like, all the way throughout the Old Testament, like, David, in order to get the hand of the daughter of Saul, had to go and circumcise, you know, those Philistines, right? And then in the story of Tamar or Dinah with Israel's only daughter, right? And, and they said, well, no, your whole little town has to be circumcised in order to have our sister as a wife, right? And
then they go they were plotting.
But it
was a big deal in the Jewish faith that it's like you don't associate with these people because
they're not a part of
us. They're unclean and they're not a part of us.
And that's because that's what circumcision meant.
Yeah.
Was you are now a part of our faith because you're circumcised.
Yeah.
And
but
so
you didn't need that.
No.
But later on, Paul talks about, like, it's not actually physical circumcision of the flesh, it's circumcision of the heart. That God removes the old and gives us a new way of living.
Yes.
And, it's truly remarkable. And you were saying how, like, God works in people's hearts beforehand and draws them to, like, seek after him in a different way and be open. And thinking about Cornelius, as I was thinking about him this morning, I thought about where Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, where he says, it's Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open for you. For everyone who asks, receives. And everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open.
Yeah.
I think about him asking, like he's seeking God. And then he actually physically goes and knocks on Peter's door through other people, and he receives.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, as we stop for a break here, think about how you have asked God for more of him or a better understanding of the gospel.
Yes.
How have you sought him in the daily?
Mm-hmm.
And then how are you knocking? Are you knocking by, you know, listening to Christian programming? Are you knocking by going and speaking to other people who have experienced him? Maybe just give that a thought while we take a break. We'll be right back.
We will be right back.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
Hey, thanks for staying with us on New Every Day. Go to our website, neweveryday.tv. Check out our partners page. You can see the organizations and businesses who make the show possible. And if you would like to make a donation through Patreon, you can go to our website, neweveryday.tv, and check out how to do that. So, Jen, where'd we leave off?
Well, here we are. Peter is explaining to the church in Jerusalem what just went down. Hmm. And the fact that, you know, God is accepting now of Gentiles. He's welcoming Gentiles. And it made it very obvious that they received, because they received the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
And he goes on to say how it's no longer, you don't have to worry about them being Gentiles and being separated from them. You've got to tell them too about Jesus. So, because before, when with the persecution of Saul, they dispersed, but they went to tell other Jewish pockets in throughout the world.
Persecution of Stephen?
Yes.
Stoning of Stephen?
Stoning of Stephen through the persecution of Paul.
Yeah. Okay.
Saul was behind that. And so the people went to other Jewish groups that were in other areas, right? They weren't going to Gentiles.
Right.
They're going to other Jewish groups.
Yeah.
So now Paul is saying, no. It's not just about going to other Jewish groups.
It's for everybody.
It's for everyone. You have to talk to everyone about who Jesus is. And I was just saying to Carrie during the break, isn't it interesting? Because I was reading the little commentary on the side here, and it says that the lesson of chapter 10, 34 and 35, which is, let me read it to you, 34 and 35, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right, right? That is the key. If you want to know what it means to serve God, you fear him and you do what is right through the power of Jesus who has forgiven you of your sins. So then, and then verse 11, 18, which says, and when they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, so then God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life. Now, what it says is, this lesson was not easily learned even by Peter, who received the lesson. Because Galatians 2:11, so that's in the Go Eat Popcorn section, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, yeah, Go Eat Popcorn. Go Eat Popcorn. Yeah, 2:11.
I know. That is so good.
The theater section of the Bible. Here we go. So this is 2:11. When Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he was clearly in the wrong. Before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter, in front of them all, you are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? And so it's like Peter, who had received the message, he was the message receiver, you know.
And he still stumbled a bit.
Because he was afraid of man. He was afraid of what other people were going to think about him. He chose
under pressure.
Fear man instead of fear God. And so, you know, you might have made a friend with someone at work that you normally wouldn't make a friend with. And then somebody comes along and says, oh, why are you hanging out with them? Which is so high school, I know.
Yeah, but it happens, okay? Like, I was shocked. Like, I've been in the workforce for a while now.
Yes.
But being shocked by, like, working with other women... That's really how it goes down. And they really say that. Like, what are you doing with them?
And God is... And like... But... And that's why Paul is like, what's wrong with you? Like, you're not supposed to be doing this. In fact, you're the one that told us that we aren't supposed to be doing this. But Peter bowed to fear.
Yeah.
And so, it's like, ah, Lord, search my heart, convict my heart, squeeze my heart, help, like, almost make it so I can't breathe when that happens. Like, sort of like that suffocation feeling comes where the Holy Spirit is just gripping you so tight that you're like,
I can't do that.
This is wrong. This is wrong. Father, forgive me. I need to spend time with this person.
Yeah.
I don't care who says, you know, whatever, what, you know, whether they're from a different socioeconomic, you know, station in life, or they're from a different
country, different whatever.
Different whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. If God has called you, like he did to Peter, then he wants you to be with that person. And if you have to do the ask three times thing, then ask three times. But when you get the third time, then you got to do it.
You got to do it.
And then you got to walk it out.
Hi there, my name is Robbie. I'm the director-producer of New Every Day. I work behind the scenes each week to do my best to ensure the show arrives to you looking and sounding as good as can be. Well, this week we had an issue where the camera ran out of space, which we've promptly addressed, but unfortunately, it means the show got cut a little short. Because we were so close to the end, we decided to publish the show even though it is ever so slightly truncated. So, as the technical brains behind the show, I'm responsible not only for the production itself, but for making sure Carrie and Jen have what they need to make the show possible. That's everything from lighting and microphones, a camera and a tripod, and occasionally a windshield mount for when they're on the road. If there's one thing that has shown itself to be true, in the technical department anyways, this week, it's that an upgrade to our camera would make a world of difference, not only to Carrie and Jen as they present the show, but also to you, the viewers, who would benefit from an upgrade as the video quality improves. So we've borrowed a new camera from one of our partners, V&H Photo Video. In support of New Every Day, they've loaned us a beautiful new camera to use over the next several weeks. And beginning next week, you'll see how it looks and sounds. Here's a preview.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in again to New Every Day. We are talking about life hacks, Jen, and last week we touched on communication skills and the value of actually listening to people.
At the end of the loan period, we'll be given the opportunity to buy the camera if we like. Now, it's not always clear how Category 5 TV relates to New Every Day, so I'd like to take this opportunity to explain a bit about how things work around here. Category 5 TV was founded in 2007 and has been going strong since that time. We've built up the network over the years and had begun looking for a dedicated and talented team to put together a weekly faith program. As a Christian myself, it means a lot to me to be able to use the talents God has given me and the platform I've been blessed with to provide viewers like you a weekly program to uplift and enlighten and encourage a closer walk with God. So New Every Day was born back in 2015 and has been going strong ever since. Category 5 TV funds and furnishes New Every Day and makes sure that they have everything they need to provide their weekly ministry. But that said, Category 5 TV itself is a viewer-supported network, and we're still all volunteers, including myself. And viewer contributions help us to grow and provide this free content week after week. So when Jen and Carrie talk about supporting New Every Day on Patreon, but the Patreon page shows a bunch of tech programming and a seemingly unrelated community, it's important for you to realize that we're all the same family, and Category 5 TV is here to fund New Every Day. So your support of Category 5 TV directly impacts New Every Day, as well as the other programs we offer. Now, I'm not asking for money. I just wanted you to know how we're all connected. If you notice the difference in quality over the next few weeks and want to support the purchase of a new camera for New Every Day, please, by all means, become a patron of Category 5. But either way, we'd love to hear from you and know how you are enjoying the program and all that we're trying to do with New Every Day. You can email me directly if you like, contact@category5.tv. We'd love to hear from you. And I'll, of course, be sure to share your comments, questions, and prayer requests with Jen and Carrie. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have as well. Thank you for watching New Every Day. We're excited about what God is going to be doing with the show in 2018. We pray continued blessings on you and those you hold dear. Happy New Year from the entire team, both on camera and behind the scenes at New Every Day and Category 5 TV. Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Kodi, Roku, Plex, YouTube, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 Pacific on Channel 33 Television for the High Desert.